This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
911, what is your emergency?
Very horrific crime.
Once upon a crime.
For the final time this year, we have the lovely Gemma Barth from True Crime Conversations, Mamma Mia's podcast, chatting such an interesting case, one that just does not leave our kind of dialogue in the Australian culture. It's the Teacher's Pet podcast, Gemma. What else is there to know about this case?
I know, it's just a story that keeps on giving, isn't it? I think it's one of those ones that just has captured everyone's imagination because it is so crazy. Mm. It's really like a movie playing out in, you know, Australian suburbia. Mm. Today or this week, we're talking about Chanel Dawson, who is the daughter of Chris and Lynn, the eldest daughter. So they had two girls, mm-hmm. two little girls. And Chanel was four when her mother was murdered, or, you know, when what she thought was that her mother disappeared.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating insight into Chanel's mind, both as a young child growing up with a dad who kind of, I guess the only word to say is muddied her memory,
mm-hmm.
wow. basically made her believe that her mum ran away, that she didn't want her. What a horrible thing to grow up thinking.
Yeah.
And then to find out decades later as an adult woman that her mother was actually murdered by her father.
So we do know that now. Court ruled that last year. He's got 20-plus years in jail. He's been found guilty of murdering Lynette back in 1982. So is that how, I guess, Chanel was raised, just thinking that she was unloved and that her mother ran out on her and her sister?
Yeah, her dad spun a few different kind of stories, but the main one was that her mum ran away to be in a religious sect. So she believed that her mum was, you know, living elsewhere, you know, this happy life just without her. She was also told that her mum cared more about the children at the childcare centre where she worked than her own children, you know, like quite horrible stuff. And Chanel does say she had a nice life with her dad. Her dad never mistreated her.
Mm.
But her mum wasn't spoken about, you know, and she was four when she went missing, so she didn't really know much about her, which is, you know, horrible.
And so for this personal tragedy to now be something that kind of is known all across our country, how has she as an adult now kind of come to terms with not only finding out that all of those things that you said were lies, but then the fact that everyone now has an opinion on her and her family tragedy?
Well, I think it's something she's still struggling with, as you can imagine. She's written a memoir recently about exactly that.
Mm.
But I guess the top line is that Chanel is still kind of swimming in a lot of grief.
Mm.
She's very angry, which you can imagine, but she's mainly just sad because she hasn't just lost her mum. She's also now lost her dad. She's also lost her dad's family who don't speak to her. And she's lost her little sister Sharon, who also doesn't speak to her because she's on her dad's side.
Okay.
So she's kind of come out the other side pretty alone in terms of extended family.
Mm.
So, you know, she's kind of coming to terms with learning about her mum through her mum's family, who she has reconnected with, but, you know, struggling with the idea that her dad, who she grew up with, is a murderer and now behind bars. I mean, that's a lot
for a
woman to come to terms with. So she's still dealing with it.
It's really interesting because if you listen to The Teacher's Pet, you think of Chanel and her sister as little girls
because
that's what they were in the 80s when their mum went missing. But meet the woman that was that little girl now on Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations, wherever you get your podcast. I know this is our last Once Upon a Crime, but Gemma, I'm just going to call you next year for a True Crime fix,
okay? Yeah, please. Is that all right?
Do it. Let's chat crime.
Let's do it.
I am always up for, you know, a bit of murder chat.
Good.
Yeah, morbid fascination with true crime.
Exactly.
Gemma Barth, it's been great to have you on this year. Thank you for your time, mate.
Thank you so much for having me.